better way to couple up computers and prosthetic devices to the nervous system has been unveiled this week. Researchers have turned stem cells into muscle cells and linked those muscle cells with tiny electrodes. When they're implanted into a nerve, the nerves wire themselves up to the muscles and can activate them. The electrodes detect the muscle responses and send the signals to a computer or a prosthetic device, such as an artificial arm. This technique has allowed the team to get around the existing problem that normally, when you plant electrodes alongside nerves, a buildup of scar tissue subsequently introduces interference and blocks the detection of these signals. Damiano Baroni is a neurosurgeon at the University of Cambridge and one of the brains behind the new approach.
The nerve is not just one single structure. The nerve is a collection of wires, the axons. At the moment, most devices, they get what is called a compound signal. So they get all the information of all these axons together, rather than the single axon that will go to a single muscle cells, for example. So what we wanted to do is, how do we get the information rather than from a group of axons to a single axon?
So you're saying when you look at a nerve, there's a whole bunch of different wires in there, and present devices are listening to all the wires and mixing all the signals together and calling that what they detect. You want to listen Absolutely. Specifically to individual signals going down individual wires and do it in a way that won't scar up.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we've been trying to do. So what we did, we used stem cells that we pushed to become muscle cells. And what the nerve likes to do is to connect to muscle and muscle cells, because that's what they're meant to do. They're meant to go to the muscle, make a junction, and then tell the muscle, please do contract. And the nerve is connected to our muscle cells, which were connected to our electrodes. And every time one of these wires was sending the signal, one of these muscle cells was contracting, and it was telling one of the electrodes what was happening.
How do you get the muscle cells to talk to the electrodes without forming a scar? Because it seems like you're kicking the can down the road a bit, where you put the electrodes into a nerve and it scars, and that hampers performance. You've put muscle cells between the electrodes and the nerves, and you're saying that doesn't scar. Well, why not?
It's an interesting part is because the muscle cells don't come from the body. So the muscle cell is a biological tissue, but it's not a biological tissue that was part of the body before. So what we call the immunological reaction that caused that scarring does not happen.
So how much better is this then when you do these sorts of studies? And I presume that what you're doing with this is your model would be a person who, for instance, has lost an arm and you want to put a prosthesis on and control it with the same resolution as one could have moved their own fingers. And you're putting these devices into the severed nerve in order to pick up the signals. How much better is this than if you just took existing electrodes that you would couple up to that nerve stump?
There is not really an electrode that is currently used in clinical practice to power a neuroprosthetic arm. The best that we have in clinical practice is they take the nerve, they implant it to the big muscle of the chest and the shoulder, and then they put cutaneous electrodes to pick up the signal. And that gives, to give an idea, 6 to 8 signals. So basically, close and open the arm, move the wrist in 2 directions, same for the elbow. What we've done in a rat, we went up already to 32 channels. So we increased by at least 1 or 2 order of magnitudes the number of signals we can get from a standard state-of-the-art.
And how big is your device? Is it something that's relatively miniature and therefore could comfortably be implanted into a patient?
Absolutely. I mean, at the moment, the device we used, it was 1 to 2 millimeters squared.
And what about duration of action? How long have you looked for to see how long this effect lasts for, of the superior performance and the failure of any scar tissue to form?
In this project, we went up to 4 weeks. And the reason why we chose 4 weeks is because that is the time that the nerve takes to make those junctions to muscles. And in 4 weeks, we demonstrated that the cells do survive, but also that they kept functioning normally. What we need to do now is extending this time and connecting the signals they were getting to an artificial limb.
Damiano Baroni, and you can learn more about that study in Science Advances.